All right, welcome to the special Saturday edition of the Situation Update for Saturday, September 25th, 2021. This is Mike Adams, and of course, this is going to be shorter than the typical podcast. But of course, yesterday, Arizona released the bombshell results that, if facts matter, then this election has to be decertified because the facts show that there were, 54,000 plus fraudulent votes ballots in Maricopa County alone. And that's just one county out of the entire state. Yeah, it's the largest county, but there are still other large counties. And that, the so-called margin of victory for Biden for the entire state was only 10,000 votes from November 3rd of 2020. We have 54,000 in question now, which means you can't certify this election for Biden. And by the way, the 54,000 isn't the end of it. We also have Dr. Shiva presented information showing there are 17,000 duplicate ballots, and that's on top of the other 54,000 plus. the election was rigged, no question about it. What's interesting is we can't say for sure that Trump won either, right there in Arizona, based on the data coming out. But we also, we can say with certainty that certifying the election with all these fraudulent votes and ballots, that certification of the election is incorrect. So Biden can't be declared the winner, nor can Trump be declared the winner. That's, as far as I'm concerned, that's the takeaway from this. Neither person can be declared the winner in Arizona because there's just too much fraud. It's much larger than any margin of victory. 17,126 early voting ballot return envelopes had duplicated signatures, the same signature, as somebody else. So that's obviously fraud right there, 17,000. 4,449 early voting ballot return envelopes had blank or unverified signatures. That's another 4,000. 25% of early voting ballot return envelopes with duplicate signatures came in after November 4th. They were voting after the election is supposed to be over, obviously, because they were trying to, pull it out for Biden after the fact. And then 9,041 mail-in ballots were, 9,041 more mail-in ballots were returned than were actually mailed out. So there was a fraud factory out there producing 9,000 plus mail-in ballots. And you start adding these numbers up, right? And it's like, well, guess what? Biden cannot be certified as the winner. Now, the real answer to this, as far as I'm concerned, and it's the same answer for the whole country, what's clear coming out of the Maricopa County audit is that we've got to get rid of the voting machines. We have to have paper ballots. That's it. Paper ballots is the only way to do this because the machines introduce too much of a fudge factor. People can rerun ballots, right? There was video caught. This was presented of Maricopa County officials deleting the equipment logs on the voting machines. There's a lot more that's going to come out on that, by the way. That's a bombshell. They were deleting the logs, caught on camera. They know who they are. They've identified the people. They haven't released their names yet publicly, but they've been identified. And by the way, in the executive summary of the Cyber Ninjas analysis, it says, quote, based on the audit, the results of the 2020 election in Arizona should never have been certified. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You can't certify this election because you don't have certainty, because it's just too much fraud, duplicate ballots, late mail-in ballots, signatures don't match, on and on and on. So how do you have honest elections from here forward? And by the way, probably some other states need to decertify their election results as well, like Georgia and Wisconsin and so on. And it means that Biden needs to be removed from the White House. He did not get to 270, not by any honest accounting. And that means we need a new election run on paper ballots where all of this can't be faked. And will we ever get to that? I don't know. There's a big question mark. But we need a new election with paper ballots. And actually, here's how this needs to be done. We need to redo the 2020 election for the Senate seats and for the White House as well. It needs to be done on paper ballots. The paper ballots need to have serial numbers. They need to be printed with anti-counterfeiting measures and have serial numbers, okay? And you can't have people just printing out mail-in ballots at home on their home printers. You can't just be mailing out ballots to everybody. You can't just have just uncontrolled ballots all over the place, which is what the Democrats were doing. They were flooding the field with ballots so they could cheat, obviously. So the only way to have honest elections is get rid of the machines, go back to paper ballots, have the paper ballots controlled, certain type of paper, certain type of watermark, anti-counterfeiting measures, and serial or serialized numbers. And then finally, you got to have voter ID. You got to have voter ID. And remember, we live in a nation now where the Democrats are screaming for everybody to have a vaccine passport ID. Show us your vaccine passport. Prove you got a vaccine. Well, no, we say you want to vote, prove who you are. Prove you're an American. Prove you live in the county. Prove your home address, huh? So the Democrats, of course, are just completely lying about all of this. Well, we wouldn't expect anything else. So the left-wing media all day yesterday, as this was coming out, they were just gaslighting America, screaming, oh, it's official, Biden won. Oh my God, what a waste of money on the forensic audit. Oh, it's so laughable. Trump can't accept that he lost. Actually, that's not what the results showed at all. The results showed that Biden's so-called win needs to be decertified. I mean, if facts matter, but of course, facts don't matter to the left. They're going to gaslight their way for as much mileage as they can get on this. They're just going to try to, you know, steamroll America and claim that this audit proved that Biden won. It did no such thing. In fact, it called into question the whole election. I mean, we got ghost voters. We got ballot fraud, vote fraud, duplicate signatures. You know, sometimes hundreds of people from the same address sending in ballots, people printing ballots at home, ballots probably printed in China. You know, talk about fraud, massive fraud. So here's the upshot of all this. I don't know what's going to happen next. I imagine that anybody taking an honest look at these results out of Maricopa County will reach the same conclusion that I've shared with you here, which is that elections you can't use these machines. There's too much potential for fraud. Elections have to have certified ballots, serialized ballots, paper ballots only, and voter ID. And that's the only way that we're going to get our country back. So that's the question. Can we, county by county, state by state, can we take our country back by taking our elections back? And this is where the grassroots movement that has been in place already since November of last year needs to continue to push forward with diligence and courage, pressuring your local lawmakers to pass election integrity laws. Now, here in Texas, we have a lot of people who have been doing that for the last, 10 months or so, and they have succeeded. We have election integrity laws that got passed in Texas that are pretty amazing. And it took a lot of effort and a lot of fundraising and a lot of people, you know, to get that done. But it got done. And similar laws have been passed in many other states. This effort needs to continue. We need to go back to paper ballots. We need to reject voting machines, the black box voting. We need to demand voter ID. And no, it's not racist to demand voter ID, because we don't demand voter ID just for people of a certain color. We demand it for everybody. So it's not racist, it's not discriminatory. Everybody needs to show their ID. It's common sense. It's all over the world. When I lived in Ecuador, I was there during a big election. I couldn't vote because I wasn't a citizen, but everybody else voted. They had to show their ID. I mean, I lived in Taiwan before. You vote in Taiwan, you show your ID. Huh, what an amazing concept. You vote in Japan, you show your ID. Everywhere in the world almost, except America, where the Democrats keep fighting against any voter ID. Voter ID is the key to this. If voter ID is required, Democrats know they'll never win elections again because the only way they win is by cheating. That's, I mean, we are occupied right now by cheaters. The cheater in chief in the Oval Office and the party of cheaters that put him into power, the Senate is run by cheaters named, you know, Pelosi and Schiff and others. The House is a bunch of cheaters. They're all cheaters. Almost none of them actually won elections. You think Newsom won this election in California recently? No, he cheated. You think Trudeau just won in Canada? No, they cheated. Cheated big time. And they still couldn't pull off a majority number of seats, by the way. They still couldn't do it, even with the cheating. By the way, Texas has just announced a full forensic audit of the four largest Texas counties. Woo! Including Harris County, I think. And so, four largest Texas counties, mostly around the Dallas-Fort Worth area and Houston. Why? Because that's where the Democrats cheat. So, this is great news. This is part of the election integrity process. And for those of you listening in Texas, I want you to thank, you know, call up the governor's office and thank them, you know, on Monday. Call up the attorney general's office, thank them. Say, yes, we need election integrity. And those of you listening in other states, call up your governors, call up your attorneys general, call up your state Senate representatives and state House representatives. And you tell them, we need election integrity. Get rid of the voting machines. If anything came out of the Maricopa County results, it's that we can't trust the machines. We need honest elections. We need secure elections. Like I've said before, there are serial numbers on a dollar bill. And that's just for $1. Right now, we're not risking just a dollar. We're risking our entire republic. How come we can't have serial numbers on the ballots? I mean, if a dollar is important enough to have a tracking mechanism and an anti-counterfeit mechanism on it, then surely a ballot is way more important than a dollar. Because, you know, there's trillions of dollars floating around. They're losing value, but There's only what? Less than a couple hundred million ballots. Well, except when the Democrats are voting, and then there's a couple hundred million extra ballots, but you get my point. Ballots are more valuable than dollars. How come we aren't protecting the ballots? All right, so last comment on the Maricopa County situation. I got just one other or a couple other items to share with you, but I'll keep this short. So I find it interesting that my sources had been telling me this is going to be a six-figure difference. There were going to be at least 100,000 ballots that were shown to be fraudulent. And by the way, the mainstream media is out there saying, well, they recounted the ballots and it's the same number of ballots that they counted before, or really close to the same number. Therefore, there's no fraud. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, imagine, let's say I owe you $10,000. And I pay you $5,000 in real money, and then I pay you $5,000 in counterfeit money. And I hand you all that. I say, here's your $10,000. Well, if you just count the cash, you're like, yep, that's $10,000. But if you look at that cash forensically, you would say, wait a second, some of this is counterfeit. Looks like about half of it's counterfeit. So what the mainstream media is doing is saying, well, the ballot count is close to the same, but they're ignoring the fraud, the counterfeiting in the ballots. You know, that some of the ballots were signed with the same signatures. Some of the ballots were obviously printed somewhere else. They weren't even mailed out to people. You know, all this ballot fraud. That's the issue. It's the fraudulent ballots, not the number of ballots. Yeah, the number of ballots is very similar to what was counted on November 3rd. But the fraud is what matters. But see, the media thinks everybody's too stupid to realize that. They don't talk about the fraud. They say, it's almost the same number of ballots. Oh my gosh. It's, you know, but they're fraudulent. Counterfeit. Doesn't counterfeit, you know, matter? I'm pretty sure if you start counterfeiting $100 bills and trying to pass them off around town, you know, maybe you have a color copy machine at home. And if, you know, if you're dumb enough to think that that's going to fly, you know, you're copying $100 bills on your copy machine, pass them around town. Guess what? People are going to notice real quick. And you're going to have Secret Service and United States Treasury knocking on your door in no time. Why? Because they're counterfeit bills. Yeah, it's the same number of bills, but they're counterfeit bills. It matters that they're counterfeit. Well, technically, all dollars are counterfeit because the Federal Reserve is printing fake money. But that's a bigger topic, you know, that we'll talk about separately. And by the way, everybody should know this by now, but, you know, dollars are not printed on paper. It's not paper. I forgot the name of the exact material, but it's really more of a fabric. And it has a very particular feel to it, right? And there's anti-counterfeiting measures hidden in the dollar. All in there, you know? Secret codes and things, little magnetic stripes in the higher denomination bills, all little holograms and stuff, and the all-seeing eye pyramid. Don't forget that. Just check out the back of a dollar bill anytime you want to get freaked out about the New World Order. It's all on there, by the way. But they're hard to counterfeit. I think the Democrats want, of course, election ballots to be easy to counterfeit. In fact, I'm sure of it. Otherwise, they would have no power whatsoever. And this gets to the crux of all this. The Democrats' positions are not popular. You think about what Democrats stand for. Let's see. Race wars, hatred, racial animosity. Let's see. Bankrupting small property owners, you know, with endless moratoriums on evictions. Wide open border with drug smuggling and child trafficking. Higher taxes, higher fuel prices, higher food prices. What else do the Democrats stand for? You know, weakening America's national defenses, embarrassing us in Afghanistan, handing over billions of dollars of hardware to the Taliban. You know what? People watching the Democrats, and this is part of the process, by the way, but people watching the Democrats do not like what the Democrats are doing. There's even a lot of leftists getting pretty angry about this, like Bill Maher, for example. It's like, what's with this, you know, thought police war and all the censorship and everything? Oh, Democrats love censorship too. There aren't that many people that love the positions of the Democrats. There aren't that many people that think Biden's doing a good job or that even like Kamala. Democrats' positions are very unpopular, and that's why they have to cheat. And Trump never had to cheat because he could win organically because of his populist ideas, including protect the border, right? And lower taxes. You know, why should the American taxpayers pay for all the government spending when the government can print the money they need anyway, because they're doing that all the time? So why do they have to take it from us, right? Trump's organically popular. Or it doesn't have to be Trump. I'm just talking about any common sense person is organically popular just for standing up for the people. Like right now, Ron DeSantis of Florida, he's organically popular because he's defending the people of Florida against the COVID tyrants and the masking and the vaccine mandates and all that. And right now, Abbott in Texas is also popular. You know, Wendy Rogers out of Arizona, she's popular. Why? Because she stands up for the people. You know, standing up for the people makes you more popular. But the Democrats would rather not have to do that because their plans are very unpopular and devious and destructive. They want to murder you and enslave you, so they have to cheat in the elections. I mean, that's the big story here. No matter what they have to do, they're going to cheat. And that's why they love the machines, you know, the ballot stuffing machines, because it allows them to do that. And that's why they don't like voter ID. All right, going to switch gears here because I just got a couple other things to show you. I want to show you, you know how we've been talking about the La Palma Island as part of the Canary Islands, and there's a volcano there, you know, that's been, well, you know, exploding from time to time, and is concerned about this island that it might slip into the ocean and cause a tsunami and so on and so forth. And I talked a couple of days ago about a weapon system called a thumper that I had heard about that was allegedly being used by the Chinese or the Russians to try to make this island give way and you know, cause this catastrophe to hit the United States East Coast with a giant tsunami. I don't know exactly who's behind the thumper or even if this is being used right now. I know that these technologies exist, but a very interesting video surfaced that shows a shockwave explosion emanating out of this active volcano on the island of La Palma. This is a very short video. We're only going to play about 10 seconds. We're going to play it a couple of times for you here. Watch this eruption. There's a shockwave. You can see it's like a giant bomb went off. And you can then hear the boom, but you can see the cloud shockwave emanating out spherically from near the top of this volcanic vent. Check out this video because this is highly unusual activity. All right, did you see that shockwave about 6 seconds into that? Watch it one more time. About 6 seconds in, look for this shockwave. Here we go. All right, very interesting. Now, again, I'm not an expert in geology or volcanoes. I've never seen footage of that before. Could it be some kind of, is there a weapon being aimed at this? I don't know. But I've never seen that before. I've never seen a volcano have almost like a sonic boom shockwave. Have you? Have you ever seen that? I suppose Krakatoa did when it went off however many years ago. It was supposed to have been, the loudest sound ever made in the world. Reportedly, who knows? So that must have been a big giant sonic boom. Maybe Mount St. Helens had something like this back in the, what year was that? 80? That was in the 80s, wasn't it? Yeah, it was like 86 or 5 or something. But it just seems odd to me. I'm just putting that out there. I don't know what it is, but it's interesting. Okay, the final news item for today is that China has banned all cryptocurrency. They banned cryptos, they banned crypto transactions, crypto wallets, buying and selling. You know, everything involving crypto is now 100% illegal in China. And, you know, China's been going after crypto for some time. It's interesting because China is really working on the culture level. You know, they banned excessive video gaming among their youth. Because video gaming is a horrible addiction, actually, even in the States. So many of our youth are just video game addicts living in the video game world, and they have no skills in the real world. China has finally decided they're going to ban that. They've banned like sissy men, girly men. They've had enough of the, you know, the LGBT agenda. I think they're even arresting gay men, and they're halting people, taking people offline if they're sissy girly men. Which it's like in America, you know, girly men are celebrated and portrayed throughout movies and commercials. You know, men are now depicted as weak, stupid, just useless creatures. And, you know, only women can save the planet. You know, the women are the heroes. And look, I think women are heroic as well, but there are a lot of heroic men too. And this denigration of men in Western culture is psychotic. There's something wrong with that. Why can't men and women be heroes, right? Why does every hero now have to be a 110-pound little woman who's, you know, beating the crap out of 250-pound Navy SEALs all day long all over the screen of the movie? That's every movie now is like that. And there's something weird about that. You know, every action hero has to be this small, dainty woman now. And I'm sorry, they just don't have the muscle mass to win most of those fights, you know, really. There's a lot of strong dudes out there. Just watch some MMA. You know, you don't want to mess with those dudes. They're big and strong and scary, and some of them pretend to be women, and they just go beat the crap out of women in women's MMA, too. Choking out women, you know, saying, oh, I'm a progressive woman. No, you're a hairy, scary dude is what you are. But China's had enough with that. So, and China's had enough of crypto. So a couple of theories about this, but I want to just warn everybody and also clarify, you know, I support decentralization of money, of currencies. You know, I support the idea of cryptocurrency. I think the Federal Reserve is the source of so many crimes against humanity. We don't even know where to begin on that. They're just ripping us off constantly, massive looting, and it's the money printing that empowers corrupt governments. So this, the Federal Reserve System is an atrocity against humanity. We need alternatives. And the one great thing about cryptocurrency is that it has provided some kind of alternative system. Although it has its drawbacks, obviously, you know, there's so much volatility in Bitcoin, and there's nothing there that's actually real. You know, it's all virtual. It's all kind of an agreed upon value system just because people assign it value. It's not, you know, it's not real like gold, let's say, and it uses a lot of power, a lot of electricity, more than some small nations, you know. So it's got some drawbacks, but overall, cryptocurrency has really opened up some great opportunities for our world, you know. And I think it's a great experiment that I hope can lead to more decentralization across our planet, not only in money, but even in, you know, government or medicine, science, whatever. The problems in our world are always caused by too much centralization of power. And we're seeing that now with COVID, aren't we? In spades. You know, too much power in the hands of the few. Just ask anybody living in Melbourne right now. What are the consequences of too much power in the hands of the government? Well, yeah, you get beat bloody in the streets by cops, right? Just because you're standing there with a sign that says, I want to be free, and they come along and just bash your skull in with a rifle. You know, the butt of a rifle. Probably next week, they just start shooting people, you know? But what China showed us is that a nation can outlaw cryptocurrency just like that. And so this should be sending up some kind of warning signs. What if the United States were to ban all cryptocurrencies? Of course, it would be all of them except the one that the Federal Reserve controls, right? See, the U.S. Treasury, you know, the corrupt deep state, the Federal Reserve, they're not opposed to cryptocurrency. They're just opposed to cryptocurrencies that they don't control. But I can imagine a day where they're getting ready to roll out, you know, the Fed wallet or whatever it would be called, the Obama Bucks wallet, you know, and in order to make sure that everybody would use that, they would just outlaw Bitcoin and outlaw Ethereum and so on. What would happen to the value of those assets if the government made that announcement? And there's nothing stopping the government from making that announcement. So obviously, you know, Bitcoin would collapse in value. Maybe not to zero, but it would take a pretty big hit. And then everybody using Bitcoin would suddenly be thrown into the category of a criminal. But, you know, that's kind of the par for the course for the Biden regime, because they're trying to do that with everybody that owns, you know, an arm brace for an AR pistol too. Oh, you own an arm brace, you're suddenly a criminal. You know, they just want to criminalize millions of Americans. I've got AR pistols with arm braces, you know, but I'm a law-abiding citizen. I bought them legally, and I have them legally. I don't use them illegally, you know, but government wants to make criminals out of everybody so that it can concentrate more power into its own hands. So don't be surprised if what China did, banning cryptocurrency there, could spread to other countries, especially if there's a major crash slash correction in Bitcoin, which it seems like China might be trying to cause, you know? Maybe they want to crater Bitcoin because they know that so many people in the U.S. deep state are using Bitcoin as a transaction mechanism for paying off bribes, right? And, I mean, sure, but they could pay bribes in cash too, but it's just that, you know, a thumb drive with a crypto wallet on it is a much easier way to pay a bribe, right? So Bitcoin's the fluidity of it that allows these, you know, almost instant transactions across, you know, boundaries and barriers and so on, and you can carry a wallet in your pocket or on a little micro SD card, essentially, you know, a digital wallet right there on a thumb drive. That makes it very easy, very fluid for payments. And there's a lot of underground payments that are used by the CIA and the government and you know, they're paying their informants, or they're paying kickbacks, or the corporations that get the government grants, you know, like the weapons manufacturers, they're paying kickbacks to the people in the Pentagon who approve the contracts, right? This is this whole underground economy that even the establishment uses Bitcoin for all that. And I'm not saying Bitcoin is bad for that reason at all. Because again, they can use dollars for that as well. It's just Bitcoin just makes it a little bit easier for them to do that. But for that reason, they may not want to ban Bitcoin in America because it's so useful for all kinds of different reasons, some good, some bad. So let's hope they don't ban Bitcoin. I don't want to see them ban Bitcoin. That would be a loss to all of us. But if you're invested in Bitcoin, I always say just be cautious. You know, just understand it's in the speculation category as far as I'm concerned. It's speculation. And I disagree with people who say it's digital gold. It's not digital gold. Nothing. It's got nothing in common with gold. It's the opposite of gold. Gold is real. You know, Bitcoin is fictitious, virtual. You know, gold doesn't vanish when the power grid fails. Bitcoin does, you know, and so on and so forth. Gold is real. Precious metals are real, like land. But these cryptocurrencies are speculative and volatile. And not all of them are going to succeed, obviously. A lot of them have already failed. There's a lot more failures coming. And also, I'm opposed to people who think that they can just make a living just by being speculators rather than producers, you know? And there's too many people in our economy, because it's a bubble economy, they think that they can just be speculators, professional speculators. I just invest, you know, as the joke, I invest in Tesla, that's my job. Or I just invest in Bitcoin. You know, I'm a producer. I produce real goods. I mean, I have warehouses and concrete and steel buildings and laboratories and semi-automatic machinery for packing food. You know, I'm a producer. I produce real goods in the real world, and I'm not a speculator. I'm the opposite of a speculator. So that's just my philosophy. Nothing against people who know the markets really well and can do a good job with that. That's fine. But there's a lot of people who are kidding themselves about this, because the market has been an up market for, you know, several decades here, and that's coming to an end. So there's a lot of people who think they're good at investing. They're going to find out they're horrible at it. And the last time this really happened, I think, was, you know, the dot-com crash. So we're talking 20 years. Of course, we had the subprime crash in 2008, but that was a little blip compared to what's coming. So for the last 20 years, basically speaking, investors have thought they were awesome. It's like, oh, everything we buy goes up. Yeah, because you're living in a bubble. In a correction, it's going to move the other direction. This is what everybody found out back in the dot-com crash too, you know. They lost 90%, 95%. It was sad to see so many people lose so much of the money they thought they had, but none of it was real because it was all speculation. So just be cautious. That's all I'm saying. Be cautious, whether you're in crypto or stocks or whatever. In fact, I see gold and silver as getting out of speculation. Gold and silver is when you no longer want to gamble. You buy gold and silver, which means you're taking your bets off the table and you're freezing them, putting them in stasis where it won't lose value. That's what gold and silver are in my mind. You know, it's just holding value. But if you want to continue to gamble, then, you know, there's stocks and bonds and crypto and all kinds of stuff. And maybe that's fine for your situation or whatever you want to do. It's fine. But remember, none of it's real until you sell it and convert it to real money. And real money is not a dollar. Dollars don't qualify as real money. Gold and silver are real money. The definition of money means something that holds its value. Therefore, cryptos are not money, right? Stocks are not money. Dollars are not money. Fiat currencies are not money by definition. Gold and silver are money. So if you really want to count your assets, and I'll wrap this up here. If you really want to count your assets, you can't just log into a screen and look at numbers on the screen in your bank account or your retirement account or your investment accounts. Those are all virtual numbers. None of that stuff counts. The only thing that counts is physically stacking gold and silver. If you can look at a stack, like, oh, wow, look, that's real. That's when it counts, in my opinion. Numbers on a screen don't count, not real. Because if your screen goes down or the banks go down, how are you going to get those numbers? You can't. Numbers are gone. Just little vanishing numbers. I thought I had numbers. Now the numbers are gone. No more numbers. It's like, well, if it makes you feel better, I can write numbers on a piece of paper for you. And we can exchange that paper back and forth and tell each other that we're rich. Because that's basically what the stock market is right now, the bubble market. But real wealth is in physical gold and silver, which is why central banks buy physical gold, by the way, and the world's wealthiest people. I know quite a few really wealthy people. They all own gold. And they all own silver, far too much silver. Usually they bought so much silver and then they started thinking, oh my gosh, this stuff is heavy. You start getting into like $1 million worth of silver, you know how big of a giant, like you need a truck, you know, to move $1 million worth of silver. It's heavy. $1 million worth of gold, on the other hand, fits in a suitcase, you know, small suitcase. Could fit in a backpack, actually. $1 million worth of silver is a pain in the ass. Wealthy people know this because they have way too much silver. And it's like, oh my God, why did I buy that much silver? Okay. So there's my update for you today. Hope you have a good weekend. I hope this has been useful. We'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting couple of days here to see what the, you know, how much gaslighting the media does about Arizona and whether the truth, you know, the stubborn facts of the truth persists and actually emerges from this, because Arizona should be decertified. Biden, we cannot say that Biden won Arizona, and really we can't say that Biden won the national election and got to 270 electoral votes. We can't say that at all at this point. And as the American people realize this, they're going to lose even more faith in their fake, horrible, quote, President Biden, who people want out of office even if they did vote for him, because he's so bad. He's like worse than Carter. All right, we'll see what happens. But stay safe this weekend. Continue to get prepared. And I'll join you again Monday morning with another update. We'll see what's happening then. Just be cautious, okay? We're living in some very dangerous times, as you know. All right, but thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Take care.